This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
Remember learning about the influence of Thomas Paine's Revolutionary War era pamphlet, Common Sense? Those in the world of publishing their own writing on the internet uniformly say blogging extends the American tradition of participatory democracy to a new medium. Will it last? Are blogs news? Do they provide a useful barometer of public opinion? Zizi Papakarisi, a Temple University professor who's written about blogs, takes a measured view.
In order to become addicted to a particular blog and read it all the time, you have to become very involved with it. So you have to understand the lingo that the blogger uses. You have to be in tune with or aligned with the blogger's mentality because, again, it's a very self-referential, personal type of expression. It's not meant to appeal to the many.
Traditionally, the press has considered itself as having a watchdog function. Are bloggers better at it?
I would have to say that bloggers could add to the watchdog function, but there's no way that we can evaluate the credibility of the information presented in blogs. Bloggers are not accountable to editors or any of the conventional processes of newsmaking and fact-checking that are present in your average newsroom.
That may be, but Robert Niles, the editor of the Online Journalism Review, published by the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication, says one allure of becoming hooked on a blog or two is knowing who you're dealing with.
If you're a blogger, you need to communicate to your readers who you are, where you're coming from, and why you're doing this. That's what helps buy you credibility. A lot of people who are moving to blogs for information are doing it because they've become frustrated with mainstream media's lack of transparency. They feel like mainstream media is hiding something from them, or they just don't understand how traditional news reports are being created.
Niles says the danger, of course, is people who don't tell the truth about who they are or where they're coming from. The number of weblogs, now at 7.5 million, is expected to be double that by midsummer. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.